With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. When you go to the store, just walk over to the milk aisle. You'll certainly find all kinds of dairy products there. But what else do you see? How about soy milk or almond milk? There's probably a few other products mixed in there that you might run across that would lead you to believe it has something to do with the dairy. It's something that drives dairy farmers and other people in the ag business crazy, because there's no milk in soy milk. Peter Duppengeiser is a dairy farmer and says their goal is to enforce fairness in labeling so that products that are made from nuts, seeds, and plants don't use dairy terms.
We just feel like that sends a very misleading message to the consumer, because when they hear milk or dairy products, they make certain assumptions about its quality, its wholesomeness, its nutritional value, and these other products are not equal. And they're not equal in cost, they're not equal in nutritional value.
There's still time to express concern over current milk labeling standards for non-dairy products. The dairy industry has actually made great strides in bringing the conversation to the forefront, and they're inviting all producers to submit their comments before the January 28th deadline. For more information, you can visit FDA.gov. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, look us up online at aginfo.net, or you can always like us on Facebook.